So we'll go on to some additional questions. And this is our last module. This is a 54-year-old patient presents with adenocarcinoma of the lung, hyaluronopathy, isolated right iliac bone met, so oligomets. That's a term I don't think I even heard about 5 or 6 years ago, and now it's ubiquitous. PD-L1 tumor proportion score, 5%. Treatment strategy is optimal. Chemoradiation followed by consolidative Durva, 11%. The plurality chose consolidative Durva and radiation to the bone lesion. So basically, all hands on deck approach. Quarter said just chemo and checkpoint inhibitor. I guess defer till later to see how the primary disease and the met are behaving. 8% chose PD-L1 inhibitor or PD-1 inhibitor alone. And 17% said, I don't know. Joe, do you want to tackle the fourth answer, PD-L1 antibody alone? This is an audience that's probably not familiar with 042 at least, and that group with only 5%. Would that be an ideal approach?
So patients even with low PD-L1 can have a response, and survival is probably very similar, but for a motivated, healthy patient with small volume of disease, I probably would dissuade them of wanting immunotherapy alone.
And here's how we voted. I actually chose the chemo PD-1 approach. Again, this sort of patient would have fit into the KEYNOTE-189 trial, which compared chemo alone to chemo plus pembro and showed a major improvement in median survival, 22 months versus about 11 months, including the group that had low or no expression. So there seems to be some preserved synergy, even in the absence of PD-L1 expression. The other three of you pretty much would do the same, but also consider a local treatment. I would too if the patient's doing well, but I don't know if I'd do it right off the bat. And I'm not sure, Dr. Jolly, that I would actually do a chemo radiation approach. So you chose that basically sort of an amalgamation of a stage 3 approach plus spot welding to the bone lesion. Can you elaborate on that?
And I think if you consider this stage 4, then obviously systemic therapy, and then depending on response, you can do local consolidation. But I think to consider being more aggressive with that bone lesion up front and then doing chemo RT to the chest followed by Durva, I think is also a reasonable option with a solitary oligometastatic disease. But I think, you know, giving chemo like Dr. Liu suggests and Dr. Patel suggested with, you know, doing chemo plus anti-PD-L1 and then assessing, and then if all that's left is a little bit of lung and bone lesion at that time, I think is fine. But either way, being very aggressive, both systemically and locally, is what I would advise.
I think we're pretty much on the same wavelength across the board, at least in this patient, who's otherwise fit and has a single lesion.
Well, so, I mean, I think one consideration is whether the patient has locally symptomatic disease, in which case, you know, bringing the local therapy up front, as Dr. Jolly suggested, I think is very reasonable. For this particular scenario, there is actually a right answer, not necessarily the right answer based on trial data. So there's two randomized phase 2 trials, right? The Oligomez trial and the Iyengar trial from UT Southwestern that took patients with mostly synchronous oligometastatic disease. So the metastasis is there from the get-go. And their approach was to start with systemic therapy, and if no progression, then do local consolidative therapy.
So coming in with chemo radiation for the primary, potentially, since they're at least stage 2 or 3A, and then SRS to the bone
lesion? Well, on those trials, they would have done just systemic therapy first.
Okay.
And then consolidate afterwards to both the primary and the metastatic site. But I think, as we talked about, there may be reasons to bring the local therapy up front.